Mateenies. I'm Marcela Sanchez. Senate leaders are scrambling to save a bipartisan spending deal and prevent a partial government shutdown this weekend. Democrats struck a rare deal with President Trump to separate funding for the Homeland Security Department from the rest of the government for 2 weeks. While Congress debates curbs on U.S. immigration and customs enforcement, Democrats are demanding new restrictions on federal immigration raids across the country. Meanwhile, protesters across the U.S. today are calling for no work, no school, no shopping as part of a nationwide strike to oppose the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in Minneapolis. The demonstrations come almost a week after Alex Preddy, an intensive care nurse, was shot multiple times as he used his cell phone to record Border Patrol officers conducting an immigration enforcement operation. The Justice Department has charged a man who squirted apple cider vinegar on Democratic U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar at an event in Minneapolis. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
The man arrested for the attack, Anthony Kazmierczak, faces a charge of forcibly assaulting, opposing, impeding, and intimidating Omar. That's according to court papers filed in federal court and made public. An affidavit says authorities determined the substance was water and apple cider vinegar. Kazmierczak has a criminal history and has made online posts supportive of President Donald Trump. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Tens of thousands of people are entering their sixth day with no electricity as the Carolinas and Virginia prepare for a winter storm that could bring more snowfall than some parts of North Carolina have seen in years. Lindsey Vonn crashed today in her final downhill race before the Winter Olympics. The 41-year-old U.S. ski star was airlifted from the course for medical checks. This comes just a week before the Milan Cortina Games. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on President Trump's pick to lead the Federal Reserve.
The president says he'll nominate former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh, a choice likely to result in big changes to the central bank, perhaps bringing it closer to the White House and reducing its traditional political independence. The president previewed his pick last night.
It's going to be somebody that is very respected, somebody that's known to everybody in the financial world.
If confirmed, Warsh would replace Jerome Powell, whom the president has blistered for not cutting interest rates fast enough. But Warsh has typically supported higher rates to tame inflation, though he has recently backed lower rates.
Prices are swinging across financial markets as investors try to figure out what President Trump's nominee to be the next Federal Reserve chair will mean for them. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.